Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here every weekday morning from 1 to 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And later on, get your fly jam requests in. All the Friday features will be coming up, including You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and more. We're going to talk about urban legends, too, because it's Halloween time. We want to talk about some spooky urban legends, and that's coming up. Right now, though, we want to join with our friend Brian Noonan, who you can hear right here on this radio station. He's currently in the United Kingdom as part of one of Steve Bertrand's trips with a bunch of WGN listeners, and I've been following along, and they seem to be having a fantastic time over there. You can follow Brian on Facebook for pictures and updates, facebook.com/TheBrianNoonanShow. And we thought we would check in with Brian to see how things are going. And Brian, how are you, man?
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I see you've been there for like 6 days. You've already got the accent.
I've been here a week, and just like my good friend Madonna, I have adopted the culture. I will be speaking like this until I tire of it, which will probably be within the next 30 seconds.
Well, that's great, man. So,
I'm back.
Okay, good. We're all glad that you're back, bro. Was this your first trip to the UK?
This is, and it's been wonderful. I am realizing, and I knew this having been to Spain, I am actually too big for Europe and the UK. Everything is smaller.
Mm.
The bathrooms are smaller. That's my only complaint. I love everything else. I can't wait to get home to my shower where I can actually turn around. It's going to be exciting.
That is exciting. So now this is part of the Steve Bertrand trips. How many people how many people are on the trip with you?
My group has 43 people, and we've been, as you said, we got here last Friday, and we have been going nonstop until, well, we've got today, this morning, I'm meeting the group, and we're going to Westminster Abbey, and then we have a day of leisure, as they like to say, so we'll be, then everybody's on their own to try to cram as much into the next day and a half in London as we can.
That sounds great. I've been reading some of your reports, and you're not kidding, Brian. You guys are cramming a lot of stuff in every day. I mean, wow.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. For example, we got here early Friday morning. We landed at about 7 o'clock. And after we got our bags and through customs and everything, we immediately went to Buckingham Palace. We took a quick walk around there. Then we went to the Victoria Albert Museum. We still hadn't been to the hotel. We did a bus sightseeing tour, which, to be honest, I slept through that because we had been up for 24 hours.
Right.
But then we got to the hotel, had dinner, and the next day it was the Tower of London and St. Paul's Cathedral. Sunday we left, went to Stonehenge. We've been to Oxford and Cambridge and the Cotswolds, and we spent a day and a half in Stratford-upon-Avon, as they like to say, to learn everything we could ever want to know about Shakespeare, and we saw a play at the Royal Shakespeare Theater.
Well, wait,
I thought of you, it was kind of a Mad Max version of one of Shakespeare's classics.
I
should have had that handy. I can't remember.
Okay.
Tavis and something. It was, I have not seen Shakespeare in quite some time. I haven't really read any Shakespeare since college. So it took me a while to get back in the Shakespeare mindset.
Yeah.
But it was stunning, and the theater was set up in the old style, because this was a newly renovated theater there at the Royal Shakespeare Center. So it was it's been fun. And then yesterday was Bletchley Park, the home of the code breakers during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fascinating, and then we were in Cambridge. We took a little punting tour down the waterways to see the backs of the college. That's the way they do it there. And then we were back in London for our last group dinner. Today we have our last group outing. And then, as I said, everybody's on their own to kind of run around. So it has been nonstop. Of course, being me, I did manage to squeeze in a couple pub visits, because you can't come to Great Britain without going to the pub.
There's no question about it. And I understand that was this your first time eating mushy peas?
It was my first time eating mushy peas. I'll be honest, I detest peas.
Mm.
Growing up, my dad loved peas, so we would have peas all the time, and I detest them.
Mm.
But when in Rome or when in Britain, you do that. And so I had mushy peas, and I actually liked the mushy peas. My wife, not so much, but I enjoyed the mushy peas.
Well, I saw the picture of the fish and chips that you guys had. That's traditional, and the mushy peas. And
yes.
You had the curry sauce for the chips, which is
curry sauce
fantastic.
For the chips. Yep.
And
it was that was not a bad lunch at all. That was delicious.
And in food wise, what else have you had, and what were some of your favorite places that you've eaten?
No, it's been strange because a lot of our lunches were grabbing sandwiches basically from what they call the services, which is like if you were on the tollway going to Indiana,
yeah, yeah.
And you stop at those big oases.
Right.
We were getting a lot of those sandwiches for lunch. But we went to a tavern. Our friend Sarah Tiemann from WGN, her husband John is from Salisbury. So we had a night in Salisbury, and they had recommended a couple of places for dinner. We went to a place that is supposedly haunted. It's hundreds of years old, the Haunch of Venison. So they have a mummified hand, actually, in the wall that they discovered when they were remodeling. it was a lot of fun. That was probably one of the most authentic pubs I was in. And I had, because I was at the Haunch of Venison, I had venison sausages with on top of the mashed potatoes with the grill. That was really good,
yeah.
And different. It's been... I'm blanking on a lot of the food because we had a group dinner when we got here,
mm-hmm.
Right at the hotel, and that was kind of a chicken Kiev kind of thing that we had pre-ordered. We had a nice meal pre-theater at the Royal Shakespeare Center that was, I think it was some sort of short rib. It was very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we went to a swanky joint for our last group dinner, and it was lamb. It was very good. You know, lamb very popular over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that was good with a nice creme brulee. And today I'm in search of a shepherd's pie. So that is my quest before I leave town. Mm-hmm. I also had a couple of traditional Cornish pasties, which were delicious.
Oh man, those are delicious.
And a meat. Those were unbelievable.
Oh man, yeah,
unbelievable. And again, my wife was like, "Ooh, I don't like it." So I was like, "Okay, get yourself a ham and cheese sandwich at the shop over there. I'm gonna have this pasty." For those who don't know, it's steak and potato and onion, all folded in. Looks like a turnover in this delicious pastry. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And so we had that, and then a meat pie. Have you ever had a meat pie?
Yes, I've eaten. I've eaten a lot of British and Irish food.
Okay. And this surprised me. We were at the Borough Market, which is a huge, you'd love it. It's a huge foodie place.
Yeah.
Stands of prepared foods and any kind of food you want to buy to cook for yourself. And I thought, well, this was last Saturday. And I thought, well, I'm in London. I should do something very local for my lunch. So I got a meat pie, which is served cold, a sausage pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all I kept thinking as I ate it was, man, this would be really good heated up.
Yeah.
Because the jelly, which I thought was just the grease from the sausage, but it's actual jelly. There's kind of a congealed feel that that you might. It takes a little getting used to.
It certainly does, yeah.
But the food has been good. The weather has been nice. As I was listening to Vic do the forecast, it's about the same here mm-hmm. as it is at home. 60 today, but mostly sunny. We only had one day, and it was the day, of course, we were outside most of the day when we did Windsor Palace, Stonehenge, and then we got to Oxford and did an outdoor walking tour, and it was raining and about 50. That was the...
That was, of course,
most unpleasant weather day.
Well, let me ask you about Stonehenge, man, because I've always been fascinated.
Yes.
I've never been there. I've always been fascinated by it. How cool is Stonehenge?
It's really, really cool. It's when you first drive up, and they warned our guide warned us about this. It's kind of a letdown because you think after seeing pictures that it's this giant, tall structure, and it's big. But when you walk up to it, it's like, oh, it's a little smaller than I thought. But then
it's
you realize
not like
how
Brian,
heavy these...
It's not like the Spinal Tap size, right? of Stonehenge?
It's a little bit bigger than Spinal Tap size.
Okay, just wanted
there,
to make,
yeah. there were a few people dancing in front of it for perspective, so it you could tell it was like, all right, this is a little more impressive than the Spinal Tap version.
Right.
But once you, that's when you see it from the road. When you see it from the road, you're like, oh, it's kind of small. But then as you get up to it and you see the sheer size of these rocks,
yeah,
and you're like, and they're explaining the terrain and how the rocks didn't come from anywhere local. The rocks came from hundreds of miles away, based on the geography of the area.
Yeah,
and you're like, how did these people, one, how did they carve them? How did they bring them?
Yeah,
you know, the top of the stones that stand straight up and down, the tops have little nubs on top that have been carved in so that the stones that lay across fit on. They're not balanced. They're, it's like a tongue and groove kind of thing.
Wow.
So they actually slide them in, and there's one stone that has fallen over the years where you can see they kind of made a mistake. They didn't measure twice, cut once, as Lou Manfredini would advise us. They must have carved out a hole and tried to get it up there, and it didn't fit, and so they had to drill a second hole right next to it so that it would fit on top of the pillar. It's an amazing sight,
yeah.
And to walk, they've now over the years have built a nice visitor center, and then you can either walk up, which is about a half hour walk, or you can take a shuttle bus up, and then you walk the entire ring of it, and it is,
wow.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
One of the people on the tour is still convinced that aliens put it there,
right?
Because
sure.
There's no other way to do it,
right?
I don't know, when you hear the stories about these people pulling these rocks and how many hours and how many tons these are, you know, all right, maybe aliens did it, I don't know. Because I think to myself, I wouldn't have been hauling you know, a giant stone hundreds of miles to stack it somewhere else.
Yeah, it's true. And
if you ever get a chance to come back, you have to see it. It's awe-inspiring.
That's great. Well, listen, it sounds like you guys are having a great, great time and keeping busy. Now, I know that the listeners are want to know when you're coming back on the air.
That's a good question,
yeah.
Nick. Sports have taken over the airwaves.
Yeah.
But we have, before I left, we recorded a brand new podcast that will drop at 3:00 on Sunday,
okay,
when the show should be starting. So anytime we're not live, there will be a new recorded show that we'll put up on the on WGNRadio.com and on the Facebook page. So we're always bringing you new things, even when we're not actually in the building.
Right, right. When you're preempted by sports, you can still check out Brian Noonan.
Yes.
On WGNRadio.com.
Oh, and I need to pass a message along. A number of the people on the tour stay up all night and listen to you. So they said, make sure you tell Nick that he has a lot of listeners on the tour. And I said, I will tell Nick he has a lot of listeners on the tour. So Nick, you have a lot of listeners on the tour.
Well, tell them I appreciate their listening, and I'm glad to that they listen. It sounds like you're having a great time, Brian. Thank you so much for taking a little time to talk to us and give us an update on the trip.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Nick. We will see everybody back in America. Cheerio. Everything's brilliant over here.
Okay. Take care, Brian. There you go. Brian Noonan, everybody. He'll be back on the air or on your radio or on your podcast about Sunday. And he's in the United Kingdom right now. And again, if you want to check out some of the Steve Bertrand trips, these are part of Steve Bertrand's regular trips. Check out SteveBertrandTravel.com for future trips. Lots of stuff scheduled, too. Lots of GN people going on these trips. So check out SteveBertrandTravel.com. And Brian Noonan from the United Kingdom, thanks for hanging out with us, and safe journey home. All right, let's take a quick break right here on 720 WGN.